my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing play. Spend a little time with me as the days are about to get infinitely more interesting. Today I'm going to share something with you that I believe is 100% inspired by God. At least in my mind it is. Come on here often and I hide behind a fart gun and all sorts of other things. Because, you know, I don't want anybody to think that I'm a weirdo, but the fact of the matter is, the things that I share here, I believe, I have faith that they're being shared for a reason. And when I see things happening in the world, if you're new to the channel, welcome. Will you do me a favor, smash the like button? Will you make sure that you're subscribed to the channel? Remember, I'm here like every day, so all you gotta do is come find me. Don't wait for YouTube to tell you about me. But what I do is I take world events, I take things that are happening in the world, and I kind of, I'll extrapolate a spiritual meaning. Because, you know, things that happen, in the scriptures we find, the scriptures say that God, is explained in the things that are happening around them. Jesus said that you can, you know, tell what the weather's going to be like by how the sky is today. You could figure out what's happening tomorrow, but why can't you look at the sign of the times? This is what I do. And I got to say, thanks be to God, very accurate. Okay? There's something happening right now that should give everybody a little bit of excitement. Things are going to get a little bit healthier, they seem. Make America healthy again. Maha, remember? We talked about this on prior shows. Robert F. Kennedy's going to come in and he's going to do things. And I said, why don't we dream that this could actually happen? Well, today we have some interesting news. It seems that from here on out, the FDA is banning red dye number 3. Red dye. I like to spell that dye, D-I-E, because this is something that has been forbidden. It's not allowed in other countries. And it was like wiped out, I don't know, a couple of decades ago from cosmetics. You weren't allowed to use it in cosmetics. But, you know, Skittles and a lot of other things carry this red dye, which is, we don't want to call it poison, but over a period of time, it's linked to, the studies say, cancer. They found this in mice. Why is this interesting to me? Well, because when I see the word red, I think of scripture. I think that something's happening in the world. What is this red dye? I immediately remember the crimson worm. Remember, we talked about this many times on the channel before. It is a picture of Christ, if you will. And what happens is it attaches itself to the tree, and to protect its young, it ends up dying on that tree. But what's left behind is this crimson dye, this dye. It's a symbol of the blood, Christ. It's interesting. Because this red dye is number 3. Now, we know that you're going to have to go with me on this one because it's going to make some sense in a second. On the third day, Christ rises. Now they're looking to also get rid of red dye number 40. And when you see 40, just like when I see the number 3, I think of a trimester. I think of rising from the dead. When I see that number 40, I think of the end of a journey, the end of a wilderness adventure, and entering into the promised land. I see it as 40 weeks of pregnancy. I see it as a good thing. Red dye, number 3. Red dye, 40. This is, I believe, significant. Not just because it's going to be better for us health-wise, because that's really what the news is all about. Even though, you know, we see President Donald Trump, he's going to be on the Diet Coke. He's going to be the first Diet Coke guy, president, on the Diet Coke bottle. This is a big deal. It's ironic because we're supposed to be making America healthy again, and yet McDonald's, Diet Coke, and other very unhealthy choices are really kind of right now embraced by leadership. Now, we're not going to put them down. We're hoping that the McDonald's will be better and healthier for you, and that the Diet Coke, they will get rid of the cancer-causing ingredients in that. But it's an interesting thing. When the goal is to make America healthy again, that you see such advertisement for these very, very large, we'll say not environmentally friendly organizations. But red dye number 3 is now going to be banned. Now, why is this interesting? Because on X, I shared a post February 12th, 2023, which was exactly 700 days from this red dye, which reminded me once again of the crimson dye, the blood that that you cover the door when Israel is set free from, you know, the spirit of death. It'll if it sees the blood of the sacrifice over your door, if you've laid down your soulish life, because that's what blood represents, because the scripture says very clearly, it says that there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. That sounds pretty barbaric until you actually study and you understand that that was a pattern to be understood, to be read. You understand that it doesn't really mean that you got to kill an animal, right? Because later we learn that you can't be made holy by the death of goats and the death of, like, sheep and the sprinkling on of hyssop. You know, this is not the way in. It's once and for all the sacrifice that was already prepared for us. Foundation of the world. We're crucified with Christ. We need to lay down our soulish life. Above our door should be the blood of that sacrifice. In other words, we're going to be entering into a very difficult time. But those that have already shed that red dye number 3 don't got to worry, because it's no longer allowed. So I actually shared this 700 days ago. It's amazing. It's from Isaiah 1:18. Let me read this to you, okay? Because this says something. This says something big time. Come, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, red, that they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and you rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. I shared that 700 days ago, 1 year, 11 months ago. That's the 111, if you remember correctly. Three pillars of Freemasonry. And also, it means abominable, that which is corrupt. Now, this is what's interesting, because as I read this, I go on and I read, see how the faithful city has become a prostitute. She was once full of justice, righteousness used to dwell in her, but now murderers. Think about the world that we're living in right now. I just finished taping a show about Bonnie Blue, you know, the one that just slept with 1,057, you know, people, husbands, sons. Craziness, 1,057 people. My wife said, Dan said, this doesn't even happen. This isn't even real. It's not possible. I said, well, they're telling you it's possible. Either they're telling you something to make you sick from it so that it's not allowed in the future, because red dye number 3 and red dye soon to be 40 going to be banned. I don't know. But I do know that in 12 hours, if you divide 1,057, thanks to my girl Shiloh, who was the one that did this math for me, 88. What are the odds of that? But this is what's right now relevant. See how this faithless city has become a prostitute. And all the talk is about assassinations and assassination attempts. This is what's happening in our country today. She was once full of justice, but everything's corruption. All the corruption's being revealed right now, isn't it? Righteousness used to dwell in her, but now murderers. Listen to this. Your silver has become dross. Your choice wine is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels. They're liars. They're cheats. They're thieves. These are the leaders that you have. Your rulers are rebels. They're partnered with thieves. They love bribes. They chase after gifts. They do not defend the cause of the fatherless or the widow's case. It doesn't come before them. Therefore, the Lord Almighty declares this, I will vent my wrath on all my foes and avenge myself on my enemies. I will turn your hand against you. I will thoroughly purge away your dross and remove all your impurities. Sin. Gone. In an instant. Red dye number three. In an instant, he's going to drive these things away from us. In an instant, twinkling of an eye, we're going to be raptured with the possibility of more, of living a righteous and holy life. Then he goes on to say, I'll restore your leaders as in the days of old, your rulers as at the beginning. Afterward, you will be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion will be delivered with justice, her foes with righteousness. But rebels and sinners, ooh, they'll be broken. And those who forsake the Lord, they will perish. In other words, everything I've been saying for a long period of time, if you're doing right, you're going to be okay. If you're doing wrong, oh, it's not going to be good for you. So this post, 700 days before, from Isaiah. On the third day, you're forgiven when Christ rises. After 40 years, you enter into the promise of God. There is no forgiving of sin without the shedding of blood. But do you know what that word blood means? It comes from a word nephesh. I may be pronouncing it wrong. But it means the soul. Your soulish identity. The idea of you. You know, when I had that accident on July 20th, I told you there was a shift. I felt like in that moment God smacked me upside my head. And I have this nonstop, horrendous, torturous reminder. That is, it drains me and it scares me and it troubles me so. It's a nonstop reminder. Just as the scripture says, I'll pierce the ear of my servant. I'm God's servant. I hope you are too. I hope you're a witness. We're supposed to be witnesses. And if you are and you want to support the channel, will you do me a favor? Will you get some of the merch? It's in the description of the video below. All of this stuff, please, so super helpful. And tell the world, look, I'm a witness. Who are we? I'm a witness of the truth. I'm a witness of Christ. I'm a witness of the things of God. I see a better world happening. And then when I hear about red dye number three being banned, and I say to myself, whoa, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been a shift in me. I'm choosing to see life because there's going to be two sets of individuals that are risen up in this generation. Sheep and the goats, the wheat and the tares. One's going to be moving on to a good thing, and the other's not so hot. All right. I love each and every one of you. I hope you do have the best day ever. And will you do me a favor? Will you subscribe to the channel if you're not? Will you share the channel around? You know, if you want to become part of Patreon, that's another way to do it. Every other week we get together. I'm about to reveal the show that we just had our meetup. I'm about to do this and edit it and share it with all of you. Profound and awesome times to be together. It's $5 and up. But you can sign up for Patreon for free. And or you can do for $1. Anything that you do, all the links are in the description of the video. You go to the video, you click, you know, the description, then you click more again. Just keep clicking until everything opens up, all those links, and everything that's available to support the work that God has given me to do is right there. And I'm grateful for it. You know, if the Spirit moves you, if you will. Because I have a novel, too. And I keep in prayer this, because, you know, it's a possibility that this could become an audiobook. I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't afford it. Didn't have the time. Didn't know how to do it. There's a possibility that this could be something that turns out to be a blessing for me. But it is like the best novel going. And I actually wrote a poem because, you know, you want to talk about how God will give you beauty for ashes. My life wasn't easy. But I wrote a poem about how this book came to be. And I turned it into a song. And I attach it to the trailer. So take a listen. In the meantime, I love each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Write the book is all it took to set the future stage. Years would pass as a heartache that lasts for that seat to finally be engaged. Loss would come, and although I'd run my trials and tribulations, I could not outpace. That's what it took to finally put these words on the page. Illness and despair, abandonment, loss of home, possessions. Mark told I was going nowhere. All this and more. Children in danger as I pounded my fist while crying and praying into